It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright to say it's okay. Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. And all I have to say is that here in Florida, we just had a hurricane come through. Now, you may or may not know that. What you probably heard was that there was an eye that's also called a hurricane that came into Florida because of something called landfall. Well, let me tell you something here. That hurricane, it made landfall back on Monday. It didn't make landfall 3 days later. It was already here. Hurricane is not just the eye. The media only talks about the eye. This is very important. The eye is the one place there isn't a hurricane. So why does Noah and everybody else follow the eye? So in the eye, if there is one, and this past one, Idalia, pretty question, often didn't have an eye. And you could even wonder if it really had an eye when whatever was the center of the storm actually crossed up into the what's known as the Big Bend of the panhandle of Florida. Well, let me get to that in a moment. You know, we have records of hurricanes that go back centuries, not just since we started naming them, not before we were sometimes had numbers, but we go back hundreds of years and you'll find out that we had hurricanes because various people who were here made note of it. Of course, that doesn't note all the times we had hurricanes and nobody knew about it. Not a soul, because nobody wrote it down, so we don't know. So how often have we had hurricanes? What are the official records? What are actually the strongest ever and so on? We'll never know. As I say, when it comes to history, the bravest thing you can say is, and the truest thing you can say when is, you don't know. I don't know when you don't know. You don't say, I know. You don't put everything in superlatives. You don't go nuts and say, look, this is the most devastating, catastrophic hurricane in human history. I was actually seeing that involving the storm Idalia, and that didn't make any sense to me at all. I've been born and raised in Florida. I've seen hurricanes all my life, storms of every type, shape and size. And I've also studied hurricane history here in Florida, plus Florida history itself. It baffles me how often this stuff is turned into something that just doesn't exist. But I know they're trying to get your attention. But it's much, much, much worse than that. You know, the original, if you want to call it, cat actually making a chronicle of hurricanes were done by notes in various newspapers or leaflets that came out here in Florida. Well, those really didn't start until the after we got rid of the Spanish or the British, and during the Civil War that did public publishing actually occur here about local news. And so any kind of chronicling of hurricanes really started then. Now, there were other chronicles that happened outside the state, but those were more random and incidental. I mean, Jonathan Dickinson's notebook from the 1600s, that's the type of way that you might know a hurricane came into Florida, but that was very incidental. More regular publishing didn't occur till really the 1830s, 40s, 50s. And then it got greater, of course, as the Industrial Revolution continued. And we started having machines and Heidelbergs and everything else that could print things. As we turned the century into the 1900s, micromanaging really started to take place. And there was an effort to actually title these things, first with numbers and then locations of some at times. But then specifically, as we rolled into the 1900s, we got into naming, giving them actual names. That as we gave them names, this also created a target of sorts. So let's take a name. We'll take my name, Hurricane Robert. So here's Robert coming across. By giving it a name, gave something an identity, and that gave it more attention to the rest of the country, which sold more newspapers, which sold more ads. But when it came to Florida and ads, especially as we rolled from the 50s, certainly in the 60s, and more so in the 70s, some of these advertisers started having one heck of a problem with all of this. Well, can you not, you know, when at the in the 50s, it was the baby boomers of the 40s into the 50s. By the way, if you're born after 1960, you're not a baby boomer. This is the media. This is back to advertisers and media again. Beware, beware. And here's this hurricane thing is further underlying that. Okay, so in the 50s, real big development occurred. Now, we had big development in the 20s, but hurricanes didn't have such an identity at the time. And understand, we had two of our strongest hurricanes come into the state in 26 and 28, and yet they didn't have a name, and we really didn't know they were coming. The other thing that came about during this time was, of course, technology and radars and so on, and having a better idea that there was a hurricane coming at all, and thus warnings in the 50s, 60s, and so on. So as we gave them identity with a name, Robert, and were able to see where they were coming from via radar, we could then warn people. But you see, the big business in the 50s, because of the baby boomers and moving back to Florida after so many soldiers had been stationed here at various bases across the state, was, well, wait a minute, if we're building houses, we don't want to scare them away by having those hurricanes. So public safety was tossed aside, and suddenly there's a diminished focus on hurricanes. Now, that didn't happen initially, but it worked its way in, especially as we went from the 60s into the 70s and then the 80s. This is where advertisers really started to lean in and say, look, you guys got to stop talking about these hurricanes because we're going to, you know, I'm with the Realtors Association, and I'm not going to be able to sell my house and make hundreds of millions of dollars and buy another yacht. I don't care how many people die. I got to buy a yacht. So they start pressuring the media to slow down and squelch a lot of this hurricane talk. Or big storms in general, but certainly hurricanes, because those got a lot of attention. Not just here, but around the country and sometimes around the world. And there are people buying from around the country and around the world, land in Florida. So keep it, knock it off. How do I know this? Because I've talked to meteorologists over the decades who've told me this, because I've asked them, because I was curious, because I was seeing signs that looked like that was happening, and it was confirmed. This was confirmed local weather, national weather. I had someone with the Weather Channel tell me this. They were pressured not to put so much focus on hurricanes and to try to keep it down. Well, that wasn't just involving the media. It also involved government. NOAA. Our the federal arm that handles that covers weather. Why do we have a weather thing that's with a government? All right. So NOAA had a way of tracking storms. Initially, their tracking was the entire hurricane. And those of us who grew up in Florida will well remember the little symbol of the hurricane coming across the state. You will not see that anymore. You'll see what NOAA now follows. And that's the eye, the dot, the smallest part of a hurricane. And also the one place the hurricane doesn't exist is in the eye. So that's what NOAA tracks, the eye. About 16 years ago or so, some members of NOAA did the right thing, because this has really gotten bad. As we got in the 80s and the 90s, basically it was hard to get any accurate information about hurricanes to the general public. The 2000s, As people started reading less newspapers or reading less in general, and as we got into the 2010s, where social media became a thing, there was just basically everything was about the eye, and as I say, the striking land. So, 16 years ago, NOAA, and I should say today is September 1st, 2023. So, about 16 years ago, NOAA, some brave souls in NOAA said, "Listen, we need to stop just tracking the eye. We need to track the whole storm." And well, let's track the whole storm. And the federal government was going to do that. And there was efforts, but there was some hesitation, because guess who came along? The bad guys you'll often hear me talk about here. Realtor, builder, developers, and politicians who get paid off by the realtor, builder, developers. They pressured, from Florida specifically, pressured to have NOAA continue to follow the eye and not actually track a storm. This way, the general public around the country, around the world, would not actually know how big these storms were unless you were looking at a satellite. And basically, when you're looking at a satellite, the way they were brainwashing you was, the rest of that's not a hurricane, just the eye. Ignore all that other stuff swirling around. It's just that eye. Again, the one place a hurricane doesn't exist. And that's what happened. NOAA was the efforts by NOAA, correct effort by those who were at NOAA at the time, were squelched. And we're still following the eye. So when you heard about landfall this past week involving Idalia, it had already been on land as a hurricane since 3 days earlier. But you weren't supposed to know that. In fact, we're still here in Florida, still feeling the effects of that storm, still today. So basically, a hurricane is a week-long event. And it doesn't matter where the eye strikes land. This eye happened to strike in the Big Bend, but the entire state felt this storm from Pensacola down to Key West and all points in between. Everybody felt it. So did Georgia, for that matter, and Alabama and South and North Carolina. But involving Florida, the whole state, anytime there's a hurricane near this state, our whole state feels it. It doesn't matter where it strikes. The whole state will feel the storm because a typical hurricane is approximately 300 miles wide. 150 or so in diameter. Now, in this case, this was a bad storm. There was one out in the Atlantic, Franklin. That was a nice storm. Perfect eye, well-built, strong, ready to do anything. This one was a mess. It got clobbered when it tried to get across. What these do, basically, I tell folks, if you want to know about hurricanes, you've got to look at hurricanes as a live being that is creeping across the water trying to stay alive. It's like, think of it as a giant spider, all those tentacles coming out, as a giant spider creeping across the water trying to stay alive. It has to have hot water, and it has to avoid serious land masses like mountains. So what happened as Idalia was starting to form, it encountered Cuba and the mountains on the west side of Cuba, and this hurt it badly. To the point it actually stalled for about most of a day and then started moving north. Now, if the storm wanted to stay alive, it would have done as so many other hurricanes have done, and it will take the entryway to the Caloosahatchee, which is where Fort Myers is, and cut across, taking advantage of the hot waters of the Caloosahatchee, which are always hot this time of year, to get over to Lake Okeechobee, which it connects to, which is also hot, and out through the Miami River, new rivers out into the Atlantic. Many, many storms have done that. Best example of that is Katrina. Before Katrina went to Louisiana, actually, NOAA had forecast the eye to go up the east coast of Florida. Instead, NOAA is often wrong. This storm instead got hold of the Miami River, and took that waterway over to Lake Okeechobee and then cut across the Caloosahatchee and got it to the Gulf and then went north to New Orleans. We had Charlie and France. We had so many storms that'll take the Caloosahatchee. Popular route for hurricanes. This one ignored it, went up the east coast, got shaved off the east side because of land, and it was just the strongest part of a hurricane is on the east side. This didn't have an east side. So it was a mess. And there was a report they got 140 mile an hour winds. I don't believe that at all. I don't know where that came from. Maybe at the very center briefly, but this thing was never organized enough to really say that this was nonstop sensationalism by the media about catastrophic. Did it do damage? Yeah, but oddly enough, on the west side. Now, was that stronger than the east side? Oh, yeah. But was it that strong? Oh, no. So this was a mess of a hurricane and should have been referred to as that from the start. Instead, there's this battle between not wanting to talk about the entire hurricane. The landfall was, you know, 8 a.m. on, Thursday morning. Oh, you know, but then they talk about catastrophic, which isn't the eye. They're talking about the whole hurricane. The conundrum of it all. Which seems to pop up a lot when it comes to our media and especially the left. So, in an effort to control the way you think, you hear you're presented hurricanes in a certain way so that you have certain beliefs about them. The best thing to do is, I tell everyone, is don't just, certainly don't go to the Weather Channel, but go to other hurricane resources and satellites, compare those. There's another site called Windy, which is very interesting. They were more accurate than NOAA was. NOAA was wrong about this. NOAA thought it was going to cut across the state much earlier than it did, and it didn't do that. And NOAA needs to stop. And this isn't really NOAA's fault. This is the fault of the government and media who make it sound like NOAA, because they follow NOAA. There are a couple of YouTube live streams that occur during storms, and a friend of mine tipped me off to those. So I listened to them, and it was all based on NOAA. And as I saw how they were, I knew NOAA was going to be wrong. I thought it would go to Coolidge-Hatchie. It didn't. So I was wrong about that. I wasn't saying I'm wrong. I thought, you never know. It's a big, I don't know. As I say, when it comes to history, biggest thing, important thing to say is, I don't know. So I speculated it would be smart to, if it had taken the Coolidge-Hatchie, still be alive and brewing today. But instead, it went north and cut itself apart. But NOAA was assisted. It was going to cut across the state early, and it didn't do it. It was funny. I was watching each of their updates kept the exact same map, except they just kept the curve as the storm started to cut across the curve. So they just moved the curve up a little bit. Otherwise, they didn't change the map at all. Why are we paying these people? Why does this even exist? We have technology today, don't we? Why are we relying? And also, here's something else about NOAA. Why is there 3 hours in between each report? We have technology today. We're acting like it's 1955. Why is there 3 hours? Why can't it be every few minutes? This is ridiculous. 3 hours, and that, as I say, in 3 hours, they kept the exact same map. They just moved it. You know, they moved the little shape of the eye up a little bit. That's it. It's unbelievable why we even put up with all this stuff. But I think it's important that I wish we were more realistic. And here's why this is really, really a big deal with me. It's because, look, I recognize we have all these newcomers coming into the state. They come, they go. The average person who moves to Florida leaves again in 3 to 7 years. Very few stay. That's a reality you won't hear. We hear about all this stuff about homes in Florida. Those aren't people that are going to stay. Most people who come to Florida have nothing, zero zip zilch. All right, so here, it's important, I think, for public safety that we be honest about hurricanes, because most of the people who hear hurricanes coming get paranoid nutcase. There was a general understanding of where this storm was likely to go. And yet, about 300 miles away, a friend of mine showed me a Publix grocery store where they had cleared water, bread, everything. I'm not against people doing that. It's good to be prepared. But I've been prepared for the last year. You slowly stack up the cans. You don't go get bread. It's not a bad idea to have water. But you stack up the water over time and you use it. And you come. It should be a steady thing. It's not something you suddenly go and, why are you getting, here's a bad idea if there's a hurricane coming. Don't fill your car full of gas and park it by your house. This is not a good idea. So stupid. Gas stations were run out all over the state because people filled their tanks. Why? It's just ridiculous. But people don't understand that we should do more to educate people about hurricanes, be more honest about it. I think before any, we talk about, we have this involving the illegal immigrants. If they want to become citizens, they have to do a test. I think before they come into Florida, they should have a test. They should have a history test for one, and certainly a test to understand about hurricanes and weather in Florida. I think it's wrong and dangerous how we handle this myself, but that's me. That's me. All right. Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you probably didn't know about hurricanes and Florida, and that when you hear about them, and if you're visiting here, look, if there's a hurricane coming, just don't come during the hurricane months, and you don't have to worry about it. There, problem solved. Well, you come here at summer anyway. It's 1,000 degrees, and you're going to be uncomfortable without. Look, if you come here for the weather, that means you don't use air conditioning, because you came here for the weather, didn't you? Why are you using air conditioning for? All right, well, that's there's a few thoughts of hurricanes, and thank you for listening. Please comment. I'd love to hear your thoughts about any of this. You can send it to me via Twitter, Rob Smith Jr. Go to my Rob Smith Jr. Political cartoons and commentary on Facebook. You can find me as Rob Smith Jr. on Gab and True Social and USA, whatever. And I'm on a whole slew of those, Cloud Hub, and I'll be posting this on all those outlets. Feel free to respond. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and I might very well do a podcast about that in response, because I love interaction. I love objectivity, objective views. If I'm not doing that, let me know. Let me know if you have other thoughts, or if you know some history about it I may be missing. I just might be, by golly. I try to do what I can, but I don't know everything. And as I say about history, I may be wrong. All right, but about this stuff, I talked about the weather stuff. Now, I've got it right from the horses, not just one, but many horses' mouths involved. I actually worked in with a TV station and certainly worked with news bureaus. So, it's funny how we get things slanted just so advertisers will advertise so the public, so the media can stay alive. And that's more important today as the media is owned by these monoliths who must have money constantly coming in so they can pay their Wall Street guys, the dividend holders. But please comment and let me know. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward. I'll be talking to you soon. This is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. Have fun out there, and bye-bye. It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.